Okay, here are the sheets. Okay, so what I want to talk about is kind of an old issue with contemporary applications, and that is the requirements to fulfill the meal on Shabbos and all the things that go along with it. I'd like to present it in terms of in the following context. And again, the connection to the Suda Shabbos is this week's parsha. We'll talk about the man, the makoros for both the idea of Lecha Mishnah and for eating three meals on Shabbos is from Parshas Haman. So, let's say you have people who have various health impediments, people who can't eat carbs for health reason, and then you have people who don't necessarily have to restrict themselves, but they're on a specific diet, which ordinarily wouldn't allow them. They wouldn't normally eat bread during the week. They wouldn't drink grape juice, wine, whatever. So, is there a way to navigate this on Shabbos? So, let's talk about a few different issues. One is there is an idea in Kiddush El Makom Suda. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush unless you have a meal to go with it. Rashi in Psachim writes, "Shem ein lo yayin opas ein mekadesh." If you don't have wine or bread, you cannot make Kiddush, because the only way we know that there's a sheet of the Gaonim that you can fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda by drinking wine. But if you don't have wine and you don't have bread, that seems to be checkmate. Game over. Rav Yaakov Emden, in his commentary on the Gemara, as well as in the Moruk Tzia, writes that if somebody doesn't have wine or bread, or if somebody is a chola, that they can fulfill the mitzvah with shari rakos, with other foods. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, wait a second, that's beferish against Rashi. Now Rav Moshe, in all fairness, did not have the Moruk Tzia. Rav Moshe only had Rav Yaakov Emden's commentary on the Gemara, and he says that whatever, you know, it must have been a Talmud Torah, a student miswrote the notes, because it can't be, it's against Rashi. But Rav Yaakov Emden says it in the Moruk Tzia, and in Kayal Tarog, which is a collection of Rav Aaron Leib Steinman's ideas on the Parsha. So he quotes that Moshe Soloveitchik, not the Rav's father, a different Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he had some sort of ailment where he can only eat vegetables and not bread. He asked the Chazon Ish what he should do, and the Chazon Ish says that he can make Kiddush on the vegetables, because that's what his food is. So I think he means Kiddush. You make Kiddush with the wine and then eat the vegetables. The way he concludes here, Havi Shaper Kiddush B'Makom Suda, I'm not sure if he would go so far as to say that you can take a piece of celery and say Hadamah and make Kiddush on that, but at least the Seuda part you could fulfill with Yirakos. The next issue is...
So for the Kiddush, we're talking about Friday night making the bracha of Kiddush?
Yes, I don't think he meant that you can like take a carrot and say Kiddush on a carrot. I think he meant that you can say Kiddush on, let's say, wine. No, it has to be, because if he could drink wine, he can just drink the revisa of wine. So I guess what he means is...
Maybe also,
right. He has nothing else. So it seems a little strange, but that's what he said. The Chazon Ish said it. The Chazon Ish told of Moshe Soloveitchik, this is how to do it. Now the second issue is Lecha Mishnah. I once gave a chabura about the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. There's two gemaras that talk about it. One is a Maseches Shabbos, and one is a Maseches Brachos. Now, coming at it from different angles, different interests. Maseches Shabbos is interested in Shabbos. Maseches Brachos is interested in Brachos. And and the issue I raised there is that a din in the Suda Shabbos, that when you, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, you have to have two loaves of bread? Or is it a din in brachos, that in order to enhance your hamotzi on Shabbos, the way to make hamotzi on Shabbos is with two loaves of bread? Okay, so I you know, in that chabura, ayin sham, there were other nafkaminas, but what I want to discuss here is the practical question for this person who doesn't want to eat bread. Can somebody else make hamotzi with the two loaves of bread And that's it. And then the person who's sitting there doesn't eat it. He just listens to Hamos. He says Amen. And that should be enough. So if it's solely a din in the Birchas Hamotzis, there should be nothing wrong with that. Unless you say that you need to be part of that Hamotzi, you need to eat something, but maybe just a nibble would be something significant. But if it's a din in Suda Shabbos, you have to eat it. You have to eat the bread. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, no can do. You cannot fulfill a Lecha Mishnah by listening to somebody else say Hamotzi without actually eating the bread. But, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, but the Eshel Avram, Rav Avram Buchacher, and then in the journal Masorah, the Rav quoted from Rav Chaim, they both felt that you can be Yotze, the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah, by listening to somebody else without actually eating the bread. And that would lean more to the side that it's a din of Birchas Hamotzi and not a din in the Seuda Shabbos. Okay, now, there's a discussion in, this relates more to Shal Shudis, but we'll see in a second that it could be that there's more to it than that. The following question, what do you need to eat in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos? So we have this concept of Mine Targima. This is not, the Gemara discusses it not in the context of Seuda Shabbos, but in the context of Re'elazar Shita, that on Sukkos, he holds you have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. So Gemara says that you could potentially fulfill that opinion, which we don't paskin like, with Mini Targima. What are Mini Targima? So Rashi there says it's fruits and desserts. Tulsa says it's meat and fish, and the Rosh says that it's grain products. Okay, so we already have different shitas in terms of what mini targima are. But the bigger question is, can you use these mini targima for your Seuda Shabbos? So Tosos says no. Tosos in Sukkah, that's source 13. The Ran in source 15 says that you can fulfill Seuda Shabbos with mini targima. And Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos say that there's a difference between the first two meals and the third meal. But they have different formulations. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason why you can't use it for the first two meals is because you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You have to have, you're making Kiddush, you have to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Suda. I'm sorry, you have to be Yotze Kiddush by eating a Suda with it, and there's no way, meaning there's no way to possibly eat the first two meals without having a Suda. So you can't be Yotze Mini Targima. And Tulsa says that no, inherently you need bread for those first two meals. Now we know, let's talk about Rabbeinu Yonah for a second. If the issue is Kiddush B'Makom Suda, so we are makel, let's say, to eat other things together with, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. So we'll drink a ravis of wine, or we might eat cake, cookies, whatever, chillin'. So if it's Rabbeinu Yonah that we're concerned about, there is no real difference between the first two meals and the third meal. You can cut, for the gluten-free person at least, you might get around it with a cup of wine. For Tosfos, there's no way around it. You have to eat bread for those two meals. Now, lahalacha, even for Shal Shudis, Shulchan Aruch says that you should not rely on these opinions that Mini Targim is okay, and really you should have all three meals bread and not eat cake, cookies, meat, fish, whatever mini targima are. So then we get back to the to the Rabbi Yaakov Emden issue, meaning if somebody can't eat breads, then if you could use it for Kiddush, you could certainly use it for Suda, and that's what you have to rely on. The question is, how much do you really need to avoid bread? So if you really need to avoid bread for health reasons, so of course nobody's going to put their life in danger. And even to get sick, in order to fulfill the mitzvah Seuda Shabbos, we'll see in a second, you're not required to do. But if it's just for, I'm trying to be healthy and I'm on a no-carb diet, so it's much harder to get around it from that perspective. Now, the last part, which may be where kind of the rubber hits the road, is that if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat a Seuda Shabbos. Yeah, we know that. The Rambam says that If you look down, if you're sick from eating too much, or you normally fast, so you don't have to eat the three meals of Shabbos. And the Orzarua says, even if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat it. And Shulchan Aruch says that if you don't enjoy the food, then you're not hungry. So some people get so into their, this diet that they can't see themselves eating bread. So then it's kind of mazik l'achilasim, so you don't have to eat anything. So you might be putter from that. However, I think it's important to point out the Shulchan Aruch in Source 22 says, "Yizor mod l'kayim sura shiz va'afim hu savea yochel l'kayim osibik beitzivim iyav shalo klal einu chayv l'tzaras atzmo." You don't have to force yourself to eat it, but here's the important part: "Vachacham einav berosho shim shalo yimali bitna besura saboga gedei litain makam l'sura shlichus." So you shouldn't fill yourself up too much in the morning, so that you, meaning if you filled yourself up too much, and achanami, you're exempt from eating shalashuris, but achachamein barosha, meaning you should have the foresight to say, I eat too much now, I'm not going to be able to eat shalashuris. Which means that you're not supposed to position yourself in such a way that you're going to be exempt from eating any of the meals of Shabbos. So, if you're kind of accustoming, if you're making yourself accustomed to not eat gluten or to, just because, not for health reasons, meaning not for chola reasons, but just because you want to be a healthier person or you want to lose weight, so maybe it's kedai to look into a different diet that would be more accommodating for Shabbos than this one, because hachachameina barosha. So even though theoretically you could come up with a way to say, like, I really don't enjoy bread. I can't even look at the bread. I can't eat it. So then you would be exempt. That's somebody who's in tzar from achila. But you shouldn't put yourself in that position. If all things being equal, and you should try to figure out a way to be mekayim in the midst of Suda Shabbos. So just to sum up in the last 2 minutes. If one is avoiding carbs, there's three different issues really that have to be addressed. One is Kiddush Makom Suda. It seems that you can't fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda unless you're going to drink wine or eat bread. But we noted Rav Yaakov Emden in the Chazon Ish that maybe you could fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Suda with Yerukos if that's your only option. Then we discussed Lecha Mishnah. Do you have to actually eat the bread? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Mishnah Berurah say that you do. Rav Chaim and the Buchacharov say that you don't, that you could be Yotze with hearing somebody else say Amotzi on the Lechet Mishnah. And then the third issue is Mini Targima. Can you be Yotze Suda Shabbos with other foods? So the Pashas says no, because even though Rishonim will hold that you can only hold for the third meal, except for one opinion in, except for Rabbeinu Yonah who holds it's a dinner Kiddush Makom Suda. And then the last thing we discussed is if somebody can't actually stomach the food, so he's exempt, but you shouldn't put yourself in such a situation, l'chachila. So those are the issues.
Yeah.